Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day and the conclusion just about of a great year? There is a fascinating collection of pieces by Mark Thiessen, who's a former speechwriter to President Bush and a longtime Republican thinker and activist and now a columnist, who writes about the Biden first year, because this is just about the end of President Biden's first year. It seems like it's been longer than that because a lot of people have felt suffering and depressed and insecure because of Biden's presidency. And so Mark Thiessen makes a list of the 10 worst things that Biden has done. And as he puts it, it's hard to narrow it down to just 10. But he also does something I think that is honest and worthwhile. He talks about the 10 best things Biden has done. And maybe that's worth considering, too. One thing he has not done is he promised, above all other things, to bring America together, to return us to normal, to stop the division and the polarization and the craziness that hasn't stopped. It hasn't even stopped, as we talked about yesterday, surrounding the terrible, terrible ravages of the pandemic. By the way, in terms of the number of COVID cases, USA, and this is the ones that were registered for yesterday, the 29th of December, is that we have this year in 2021, December 29th, 488,988 new cases. Last year at this time, we had 201,000. So, again, I know it's hard when you hear a series of big, long numbers like that. What we're talking about is double the number of COVID cases that were registered yesterday compared to the same time in 2020, where we had 201,000. I know people say, well, in 2020, Trump was still president, and we had so many fewer cases. But here's the crazy situation, is the Omicron is obviously tremendously infectious, and it's spreading all over the country, and there were more than 1,000 flights, plane flights, that were canceled. And they're not canceled because of weather, mostly. They're canceled, almost all of them, because the flight crews are sick, because they can't get them well and ready to go and ready to work on the planes. And here's the part that is worth keeping in mind, because it's extraordinary, is that even though you have twice as many new COVID cases this year, you have far fewer deaths. Last year, on December 29th, there were 3,628 people who died of COVID. And this year, that's down to 2,101. So the one thing that comes clear out of all of this as we're trying to grapple with the COVID situation is that, no question, Omicron is much more contagious. It is spreading much more quickly. It is very difficult to defend against. And it turns out it's also far, far less deadly. They don't want to say this altogether because they don't want people to let their grounds down or take unnecessary risks. But the truth of the matter is that Omicron is much more, all the experts are now saying, like the flu. Well, what does that mean? We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about the best things that President Biden has done and the worst things that President Biden has done. And by the way, you're welcome to call in to give your thoughts on either category, 1-800-955-1776. There's also breaking news. The FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, is going to be greenlighting Pfizer COVID-19 booster for children. aged 12 to 15. This is going to be starting out on Monday. And also, the Omicron COVID-19 variant is tearing across the U.S., and it is believed to be resistant to the initial vaccine regimens, meaning that with a booster, you have some chance, but there's not going to be that much impact in fighting off the Omicron variant, fighting it off unless you do have a booster. In Israel, they have just decided they are going to require and authorize and push for a fourth booster shot for people who haven't gotten a shot in a while. That appears to be important. There's also this about on ABC News about the situation with air travel as we approach this New Year's weekend. Listen, this is clip 5.
The New Year's wave of the holiday rush underway as we now enter a fifth day of COVID-related cancellations at airports around the country.
It's very stressful. I'm constantly checking to see if there's any changes.
More than 1,000 flights canceled every day since Christmas Eve.
Cancellation at 12 at night, didn't sleep, and now I'm over here trying to get a flight.
Okay, and there is tremendous difficulty like that. As I mentioned, our daughter got back, thank God, safely to her home in New York City. But the flight delayed, flights canceled, delayed, changed, and basically she got back. It's a more than 12 hours difference. I know it's first world problems. Thank God she's safe, to the best of our knowledge, healthy, doing fine, just talk to her. But the truth is, anyone who was involved with the transportation system, it is not just a question of unruly passengers, though that is a nightmare. It is now, they are saying, it's about twice a day they have a serious legal problem with some passenger freaking out. And a large part of it has to do with masks. Now, what does all this mean? Listen to Chris Hayeson talking about the reality, even for vaccinated, Chris Hayes, about the reality, even for vaccinated folks amid the Omicron wave. Clip 11.
Nearly 66% of the eligible population. That has transformed the risk level and experience of the pandemic for the vast pandemic majority of those people. And of course, there are still people, many people, millions, who are immunocompromised or who are otherwise vulnerable due to age or medical conditions. But for the people who don't fall into that category, and we're talking about, you know, 150 million people maybe or more, those people who are vaccinated, particularly those who are boosted, you know, the risk, the personal risk of being exposed to this went from something that we hadn't really dealt with specifically like this before in our lifetimes. We hadn't quite had an illness this infectious and this possible to cause serious illness to something that does look more like the flu. And the flu, of course, can still be dangerous, kills tens of thousands of Americans every year, but we don't orient our lives around the flu. So that's closer to the level of risk that, you know, 200 million Americans or less than that are now dealing with.
Okay, so what does that mean coming up to the pandemic as a political issue? You can only wait. What's extraordinary right now is that it is less than a month before President Biden delivers his State of the Union address. What does he say about what is on everybody's mind right now, which is the idea that this is never going to go away? Something else we thought would never going to go away has. And this is a point that is made, I think, very effectively by a number of newspapers and outlets, Wall Street Journal, Washington Post, others. We have had a tremendous decline in terrorist incidents in the United States this year. We've had a great increase in murder. It's devastating. It's horrific. But in terms of organized terrorist incidents, murder for political purposes, this has been the most fortunate year we've had in a long time. Why? We'll get to that and much more. We'll also be talking a little bit about, well, it's that time again. Oscars coming up and the best of the year, and plus a bunch of big new movies that are released this weekend. That and more coming up on The Medved Show.
Michael Medved.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener's Square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, it is one of the last working days, normal days. Tomorrow is New Year's Eve. I can't believe it. It seems to just jump up on you, but with all of that going on, we still have a little while longer for people to take advantage of the special reduced price on signing up for a MedHead membership, a MedHead Plus membership, which gives you all kinds of advantages. You get 20% off if you can take care of this before the new year. And that means a cost of 22 cents a day. Really, it's not much. And what all that gets you, that 22 cents a day, it means during the week you're talking about a dollar a week, a little bit more than that. And that gives you not only access to the show 24/7 to download in any way you want, to stream the show, a commercial free, or to order any of our MedVet history programs, any of them, for free, when you're a MedHead Plus member. Check it out at our website at michaelmedved.com. It is certainly something worth doing as we head into uncertain times, uncertain about politics, uncertain about public health, uncertain about foreign policy, uncertain about, nearly everything that people count on. I have great confidence in America, I do, despite some of the lacks in our leadership. But we certainly have challenges. This is Michael Osterholm, who is an infectious disease expert, talking about what lies ahead with the future of coping or trying to cope with the Omicron variant. Listen.
Right now we have a very imperfect situation that is going to require some very imperfect responses. Over the next three to four weeks, we are going to see the number of cases in this country rise so dramatically, we're going to have a hard time keeping everyday life operating. Already we're seeing it in our healthcare settings, where if we could easily lose 10 to 20% of healthcare workers who are not available to work at all in a very difficult market already. We're seeing that right now in critical infrastructure areas where people just can't come to work. So, to me, ideally, you would like to have more time to allow people to clear the virus, not potentially be transmitting it.
Yeah, wouldn't that be good? And then again, we're facing that, but it looks like Ghislaine Maxwell is not going to be out in the public sphere anymore. She's found guilty yesterday of working with Jeffrey Epstein. She was convicted of 5 of the 6 counts against her. She could be sentenced to up to 70 years in prison, and she's 60 years old. So the future not bright over there. The one thing that you can say about this is that it really should be an object lesson, and I do think it's not worthy of all of this microscopic attention that people have given to it, with all the salacious and sleazy and unspeakably ugly details about the way she behaved with her significant other, the late Jeffrey Epstein, who I think the chances are really did kill himself. He was not murdered, despite the idea that conspiracists like to talk about that. But one of the things that is worth bringing up about the Ghislaine Maxwell case is this is a woman who grew up the daughter of a very wealthy man. He was her favorite child. He also died under mysterious circumstances. He probably had an accident falling off the rail of his yacht. His yacht, by the way, was called, Greg, do you know? Robert Maxwell, the press baron, multimillionaire, perhaps billionaire, and cheater, and liar, and unfortunately crook. But he was very wealthy, and he called his yacht the Lady Ghislaine, named after his youngest daughter. He had 9 children, and named after his youngest daughter, Ghislaine, who had every luxury, every advantage. She went to the most exclusive girls' schools and early schools, and then to Oxford University. And she obviously had plenty of money and lavish homes and glamour and this troublesome boyfriend. And look at her life. I mean, just think about it. When people think about, oh, wouldn't it be great to be part of the jet set? Anybody really want to be Ghislaine Maxwell? even before she got caught. It's one of those things where, with all of the emphasis we have on glamour in this society, all of the emphasis we have on wealth and how fortunate the super wealthy are, listen to what U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York, Damian Williams, said about the guilty, 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 guilty verdict. That's right, 5 charges she was found guilty. What he said about the Ghislaine Maxwell case. Clip 7.
A unanimous jury has found Ghislaine Maxwell guilty of one of the worst crimes imaginable, facilitating and participating in the sexual abuse of children. Crimes that she committed with her longtime partner and conspirator Jeffrey Epstein. The road to justice has been far too long, but today, justice has been done. I want to commend the bravery of the girls, now grown women, who stepped out of the shadows and into the courtroom. Their courage and willingness to face their abuser made today's result and this case possible. I also want to thank the career prosecutors of the Southern District of New York who embraced the victim's quest for justice and have worked tirelessly day in and day out to ensure that Maxwell was held accountable for her crimes. This office will always stand with victims, will always follow the facts wherever they lead, and will always fight to ensure that no one, no matter how powerful or well-connected, is above the law.
Okay, great statement. And again, it took too long for justice to come swooping down on Jeffrey Epstein. Or for that matter, again, you look at the two men who dominated her life, Ghislaine Maxwell, Robert Maxwell. A reading about his life and some of his activities, extraordinarily sobering. And again, to he drowned. The whole thing, I found myself reading this stuff, and again, it's not in the news now because it occurred years ago. He was on his yacht, the Lady Ghislaine, somewhere around the Canary Islands, and they later found his body floating there. It didn't have any marks on it. There were no signs of violence or anyone murdering him. He had a cut that he apparently sustained on his way down. They think that he fell off the rail of his yacht because he used to go out on the railing naked to urinate. And, right, well, how many yacht owners who are owning multi-million dollar yachts named after their youngest daughter don't go to urinate into the ocean near the Canary Islands? We're covering the world on the Medved Show. What was the story about this positive year regarding terror?
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There's no holiday season magic for travelers dealing with today's batch of flight delays and cancellations. FlightAware is saying there have already been more than 4,000 flights that haven't taken off on time. Those planning to leave or go to Seattle are having the most problems. About 30% of flights originating from Seattle-Tacoma International Airport have been canceled. As cities across the country prepare to ring in the new year, Boston Mayor Michelle Wu reminds everyone people in her city need to keep one thing in mind.
As we come together to celebrate community, our joy, and a fresh start in 2022, we must also recognize the moment that we still very much are in. We are in a winter surge driven by the Omicron variant, and we need to take action to protect ourselves, our families, and our communities at large.
USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The Michael Medved Show. All across America, this is The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there's a great deal of attention being paid. About 500,000 people have taken a look at a streamed video about this confrontation. The Battle of Burger King? I mean, I thought that terrorism was supposed to be at least less fatal in the United States, better this year, better in 2021 than 2020 or 2019, 2018. Anyway, five people were arrested in New York City. It's in Brooklyn. They were arrested after invading a Burger King to protest COVID-19 protocols. Multiple videos documenting the ordeal at the restaurant at 417 Fulton Street went online. One video was viewed over 367,000 times, showed a man yelling to other patrons, though nobody seems to acknowledge him. A woman and others then began shouting at employees behind the counter, with an unidentified man yelling, "Mandates are not laws." Let's go Brandon chants, which are meant as an incendiary jab toward President Biden, were audible in another video. Well, aren't they everywhere? Sergeant Edward Riley, a spokesman for the NYPD, said the arrests occurred at approximately 7:34 a.m. Five men were charged with trespassing after entering and remaining unlawfully inside of the Burger King within the confines of the 84th Precinct. Individuals refused to leave the vacant location after multiple requests to do so, Riley added, saying that all individuals were issued desk appearance tickets. The five individuals were Michael Mitchell, 36, Augusto Alarcon, 39, Ethan Boisvert, 41, and Mitchell Bosch, 41, of Brooklyn. Then Branford Solomon, 44, of Queens. Aside from the many Twitter replies poking fun at individuals starting a ruckus in a Burger King, and some getting arrested for it, some questioned whether these were paid actors. Another said there's a reason protesters don't galvanize at the Tribeca Grill. I know how Americans are so deeply attached to their fast food that that's where they make their political statements. Okay, the idea of a political statement here is under the mandate policy in New York City, you're not supposed to come in to a Burger King or any other place where they're serving food unless you're vaccinated. And these people were not vaccinated. They allegedly stormed into the restaurant maskless, and after they were told they could not be served, they began berating the employees and shouting at other protesters to hold the line. Another Twitter user said the arrested man in the video clearly misunderstands the symbol of Martin Luther King Jr. on his clothing. I'm always surprised at their confidence, someone wrote. They believe that they're more informed than everyone else. Well, who knows on that? But the idea that they are protesting at Burger King and disrupting somebody else's ability to enjoy their health food that I'm sure is available to Whopper. Do they have plant-based Whoppers yet? They will at some point, no doubt. There's also this about people protesting the vaccines or anyone supporting the vaccine. Two of President Trump's most determined and devoted followers, Alex Jones, King conspiracist, and also Wayne Allyn Root. Now, Wayne Allyn Root used to be a professional gambler. He wrote a book about his success as a professional gambler. He was the Libertarian candidate for vice president, I think, 12 years ago. He left the Libertarian Party. He became a very enthusiastic supporter of President Trump. He's bragging about the fact that he just got married, and he read a letter from President Trump at his wedding, and he and his new wife were going to be celebrating their honeymoon at Mar-a-Lago. They were able to get a room right close to President Trump and Melania, but he's had it with the president. Why? Listen to the way they broadcast this particular situation.
I felt it was important to establish with President Donald Trump what a huge fan, supporter, and friend I am, so I can then come back with my next column, which will be next week, which is what I call the intervention. He needs an intervention from a friend because he's the greatest president of my lifetime. I love him. I will always love him.
He was the greatest president since George Washington until he did this.
Fabulous. I love the guy. I just got married last month. I'm a newlywed. He sent a letter to be read at the wedding. I'm going on my honeymoon to Mar-a-Lago in March. I've already booked the honeymoon to Mar-a-Lago in the suite right next to President and Mrs. Trump. So I'm a friend. I love the guy. And he's been right on everything except this issue. He's so horribly wrong on this issue. And the best way to put it, ironically, is he's dead wrong, because people are dying left and right in just the last few days.
Okay. And basically, he blames President Trump, at least partially, for that, because President Trump has endorsed the vaccines. See, this is the problem. I understand people may make their own personal decision about not getting vaccinated. I think it's a terribly ill-informed decision. It's a terrible mistake, but okay, it's your decision. But to go to the point where you're encouraging other people to remain unvaccinated clearly damages the country. And it puts those unvaccinated people who may listen to you. And again, if there's one thing where I actually think that President Trump has shown class and courage, it's on going forward and saying, no, he does understand about the vaccines. No, he does not accept all of the bogus science that says that people who are dropping dead suddenly of heart attacks are all because of vaccines. And the idea that that they are these loyal followers of President Trump believe this is the first thing he has ever been wrong about. Eric Adams, the new mayor of New York City, just elected and elected easily. had an announcement about taking office and keeping the Bill de Blasio private sector vaccine mandate. Listen, this is clip 10.
It won't be a misalignment from the previous administration and my administration. We are coordinated together to make sure that we defeat COVID. And I am confident that we're going to look back on these days and be proud of how we responded as New Yorkers, as we have done so many times in the past. January 1st is a new beginning of my administration, but it's not a new beginning of our resiliency.
Okay, a lot of people, particularly conservatives, have some real hope for Eric Adams. Now, again, there are two successful mayors in a row, very successful. Rudy Giuliani, who was a very fine mayor of New York, whatever you think of Rudy today, and Michael Bloomberg, whatever you think of Michael Bloomberg today. He was mayor for three terms, and he did a pretty remarkable job. New York, compared to most cities in the country, has been a pretty well-governed city until de Blasio. But Eric Adams, who is moderate, he's a former police lieutenant, and he seems to be a very serious guy, has a real chance, it seems to me, to make dramatic progress for the city, and maybe to even give a little bit of new energy to the Democratic Party and to people like Eric Adams, who is formerly a Democrat, who want to stand aside from some of the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortezes of this world. There's been a little bit quiet recently, but not Sheila Jackson Lee. She just took the House floor on an outrageous basis. We will get to that and to more coming up on The Medved Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the Amfed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
God help me, I'm addicted to...
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, particularly in one of our last chances to talk before the new year descends, it's a very positive thing, it seems to me, to try to emphasize good news where you can. Nobody thinks that the year 2022 is going to be easy or necessarily glorious, or that we'll conquer inflation, or that we'll conquer the Omicron variant, or that anything is going to be clear sailing, smooth sailing. But there is a piece that I think people should take a look at, which is by Daniel Byman, who's a professor at the School of Foreign Service at Georgetown University. He's also a senior fellow at Brookings Institution. And he has a piece in Washington Post that says 2021 saw plenty of violence, particularly in terms of the rising murder rate all across the country. But no mass terror attacks in the U.S. Really? And you'll notice that what he does here is he actually completely dismantles the notion that the January 6th riot at the Capitol, which was during 2021, that was this year, coming up to the anniversary, he dismantles the idea that that was somehow a terrorist act. It was a lot of things. A lot of it was criminal. Some of it was violent. But anyone who believes it was a tightly organized terror strike, the same kind of strike that they did on 9-1-1 or that they 9-11 or that they did in Paris with that massive attack that killed over 100 people simultaneously. As of course it wasn't that. Byman writes, anger and violence seem to be everywhere in 2021. Trump supporters told election board officials that they will hang for treason. Violence on airplanes reached an all-time high. Asian Americans found themselves under attack by people blaming them for COVID. And anti-vaxxers even threatened school nurses, hardly a traditional focus of anger, because they enforced coronavirus rules. But as this wide range of targets suggests, Americans are highly polarized, disagreeing on climate change, policing, international affairs, and seemingly almost everything. In addition to harsh language and even violent threats from our political leaders, social media giants like Facebook encourage angry, polarizing, divisive content, as a whistleblower put it, making our social divisions even worse. Yet despite this toxic stew of anger and threats, he writes, actual terrorism, politically motivated violence against non-combatants that seeks a broad psychological effect, was low in 2021. Data from the New America Foundation reveal there were zero, yes, zero successful far-right left-wing, or Islamist militant mass terror attacks in the United States so far this year. And this year is over in a day. It's a remarkable statistic and one not reached any time after 9/11, 20 years in which jihadism and white supremacist violence in particular vied to claim the most American lives. The lone lethal attack that might even be considered terrorist involved a misogynistic man who killed 8 workers at massage parlors and spas in Atlanta due to a self-proclaimed sex addiction. A depressing number of mass shootings occurred in 2021, but despite being murderous, they are not terrorism, as they did not involve a political motive. Islamist militant violence in the homeland has been on the decline for years, writes Professor Byman. 2020 also saw no Islamist militant attacks in the United States. The most recent strike was the December 2019 shooting at Naval Air Station Pensacola, Florida, at which 3 sailors died. The shooter, a Saudi Air Force officer in the United States for training, had ties to Al-Qaeda's Yemen branch. The last mass casualty Islamist militant attack was in 2016. Remember that? When an Islamic State-inspired shooter killed 49 people at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando. And then he writes this, the 2021 dip in right-wing attacks is more surprising. In 2018, Robert Bauer shot 11 worshippers at a Pittsburgh synagogue, Tree of Life synagogue, the worst act of anti-Semitic violence in U.S. history. 2019 saw 22 people killed in an El Paso Walmart with a shooter targeting local Hispanics in an effort to stop foreign invaders, in quotes. Those years also saw smaller attacks, as did 2020, when a member of the anti-government Boogaloo movement ambushed police officers. Given the turmoil of our time and this recent history of terrorism, why did 2021 see so few terrorist attacks, even as threats of violence seemed everywhere? And you can't, by the way, say it's just the pandemic, because the pandemic was on during 2020 as well. For Islamist militants, he says the answer is the most straightforward. Massive attacks such as Al-Qaeda's 9/11 or the 2015 Islamic State attacks in Paris depended heavily on skilled operatives carrying out orders from a dedicated, well-resourced group. The attacks took time, money, and organization. The United States and its allies, however, have slowly ground these organizations down. The Al-Qaeda core has been a prime target, losing its working-level operatives as well as its senior leaders in drone strikes or through arrests from global intelligence cooperation. The core has not carried out a major attack on the West for over a decade, and some of the affiliates like the Yemen branch that facilitated the Pensacola attack are in disarray. It says right-wing terror is another matter. By the way, what's the biggest and worst example of right-wing terror in America? It's obviously the Oklahoma City bombing. Timothy McVeigh, who, when you read the material that he wrote, was doing that because he was a believer in, a right-wing believer in conspiracies. And yes, he was deeply anti-American, at least what America is today. And also deeply anti-Semitic. Right-wing terrorism, he writes, is another matter. The Trump administration did not prioritize it as a danger. Indeed, the topic itself was highly politicized, hindering law enforcement efforts to anticipate and disrupt it. Many of the topics right-wing terrorist movements embrace, suspicion of the federal government, opposition to immigration, and hostility toward religious and racial minorities, are part of mainstream political debates today. With COVID and broader polarization, anti-government sentiment has grown. Add to that a healthy dose of conspiracy theory and a former president determined to whip up anger, and the recipe for terrorism seems clear. But the January 6th attackers don't fit the definition of terrorism, he writes, and papers like the Washington Post rightly use the term insurrection instead. The insurrectionists were inspired by the then president of the United States, not exactly a non-state actor, and they sought to achieve a specific political result, preventing Congress from formalizing the 2020 electoral victory of President Biden, rather than creating a broader psychological effect, though of course their violence did create fear and anger elsewhere in the country. He says, part of the reason that we didn't have any right-wing attacks. He says right-wing extremists are highly divided and disorganized. Although many rallied around President Donald Trump, in general, the believers disagree on whom to target and on priorities in general. Attacks like those in Pittsburgh and El Paso enjoyed little popular support, and indeed, such violence usually backfires. Look, the one thing that he is, seems to be saying here, and I think it's fascinating to think about, is that with all of the nasty talk and all of the verbal assaults and the suspicions and the negativity, maybe expressing all of that is an alternate vent for the kind of murderous violence that we were free from in 2021. And who knows what the new year is going to bring. I do suspect that there will be so much election focus on a very crucial election for control of both houses of Congress, and that we're going to have not only very spirited elections in November, but primaries where people, their candidacies, and already announcing, have facing off with primary challengers, people who are incumbents, and that a great deal of that energy could take away the energy for riots like we saw in 2021. Now, again, most of the bad riots following the death of George Floyd were in 2020. But the idea of the riots that we have with people looting and taking down stores is all criminal. It's all disgusting. It's not terrorism. The idea that terrorism has been declining, partially because it's been so ineffective, that has to be an encouragement to anybody trying to consider what lies ahead in 2022 and thereafter. We'll continue that conversation in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.